In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, the Bhumi is the Sarvakama Dugamahi. From the earth is of humans. Like you see a car made of metal and plastic and wood and glass and so many things. But all the products of a car come from the earth. And that's the, they are all assembled together and made into a car. Or you can take various materials from the earth like a clay and mix it up with water and heat it and make a doll of a man or a woman and paint it, and it can look very attractive. Therefore, in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tejo vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrusha. Simply a combination of these three things. Vari mridam, mrida means the mud. Vari means the water. Tejo means the fire. The fire, water and earth, by a mixture of this, the whole three worlds can be put into illusion by a combination of these three materials, by which all the 8.4 million species, the bodies of whom are made, whether a man or a woman or animal or a bird or an aquatic or a reptile, their bodies are all made of combination of these three things only. And how are they powered by? They are powered by the living being, the soul, just like sometimes a sugandha is carried by the wind. And as soon as you smell it, you immediately recognize its presence, although you can't see with the eyes. Similarly, all these 8.4 million species are powered by the soul, who can't be seen with the eyes, but the presence of the soul can be easily perceived by the actions performed by these living bodies. So in the first verse of Bhagavatam, it is said, Muhyanti at Surayaha. Even the demigods and sages who are supposed to be very learned, even they are put into illusion when these three substances are combined. Teja vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrusha dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. So this world appears so magical by combination of these three elements, and when it is combined with the spirit soul is made of the same substance as Krishna's body, which is made of Satchidananda. The spirit soul is a part and parcel, and the Lord is the whole. And they both have a very sweet, loving relationship, eternally, imperishably. But when the spirit soul comes into this world and enters into this body made up of Tejo, Vari, Mridam, and the result is the illusion that follows. Parts of paint kept on a table in a watercolor box, they don't create illusion. But if you take those paints and throw it on a canvas and draw some picture, if you draw a picture of a beggar, it will arouse compassion. If you draw some other picture, it will awaken some other emotion, although it is mere color. Similarly, the world filled with this Tejo Vari Mridam, it creates an illusion for the living being, which keeps the living being stuck in this world, which is called Moha. Therefore, that moha, maya mohita chetasaha, Bhagavatam says. By becoming mohit, illusioned by the maya, by the combination of these elements, the jiva remains stuck in this world. And chanting of the holy name can liberate the soul from this moha. Vyamoha prashamaushadam munimano vritti pravrityaushadam Daityendrartika raushadam tribhuvane sanjeevanai kaushadam Bhaktatyantaka raushadam bhavabhaya pradvamsanai kaushadam Shreya praptika raushadam pibamana Sri Krishna divyaushadam. The chanting of the holy name is the right medicine for vyamoha prashama aushadam. To destroy the moha that is caused by the combination of Tejo Vari Mridam. And one can get clarity of vision, purity of thought, and the everlasting bliss of the soul by chanting of the holy name, who can be easily liberated from this illusion that keeps him running in this world here and there, birth after birth for millions of lifetimes. So the chanting of the holy name is a great gift given by the spiritual master to the disciple in Guru Parampara to liberate the disciple from such illusion and see with clarity the Nishchala Tattvam, the ultimate truth of Lord Vasudeva and our loving sweet relationship with him as the eternal servant. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer